The photography of Joel Peter Witkin has been described as challenging. It's filled with images of severed limbs, physical deformities, corpses, and people that occupy the outer edges of mainstream society. The resulting photographs are simultaneously hauntingly beautiful and grotesque.
I think a lot of people think of myself as some sort of a crazy monster. I don't know. And that's not the case at all.
Witkin is known for his painstakingly constructed photographs that are dense with literary, art historical, and religious references that pose moral challenges to the viewer.
And this is called The Reader. I made this in Paris.
He says his art is an expression of his own personal experiences that hopefully will resonate with the viewer.
If I had a knife at my throat, I would say that my vision in life is something that I choose. What I want to do is that redemptive potential is very, very important. I've always thought of myself as a kind of a dramatist. If I was a writer, I would write about tough things, tragedies, and then basically that's what my visual work is about. It's about splendor and misery, and what people live for, how they do or don't communicate within each other, and through themselves to other people. And every photograph I make, the impetus of it is because I see a person or have an idea that comes to me, or I read something and that creates an idea. I want to see it visualized as a photograph.
Witkin's visualization of photographs has evolved over time. His images reveal the shifting interests in his life and an exploration of modern social issues and humor. However, his early work, informed by his childhood and the religious conflict that led to a broken home, is what initially got him noticed.
I had this association with people who are and were damaged, and I saw no problem there. I know they were just different in their own wonderful way. And so that may be a kind of a clue into the religious break, the difference of faith maybe, and the attitude of life. Then you had the difference between otherness, physically otherness.
This one I love. This is displaying a new thing that he's doing, which is sort of collaging in elements that fish.
Terry Etherton is owner of Etherton Gallery in Tucson. He's considered one of the top photography dealers in the U.S.
Joel Peter Witkin, we've shown probably 10 times over the past 20 years.
His gallery is currently presenting Witkin's work as part of a group exhibition titled Surface Tension. He says this collection of Witkin's images allows the viewer to get a sense of the evolution of this artist.
You could do a Witkin show in any number of ways and make a case for this or that. This show, I think what we're sort of showing is how his work has moved from the early work, which was a lot edgier and a lot sort of darker and more controversial, into work that is much more sort of allegorical and metaphorical and beautiful, just flat out beautiful, into some of the new pieces, which are not only beautiful, but he's adding text to them, which clearly show Joel's wicked sense of humor, which is I've found apparent in most of his work.
Nice to meet you. Very interesting.
Interesting.
Lots of breasts and penises.
I don't make the work to be interesting.
Really? What do you make it for?
I make it to be profound.
Yeah. Etherton says many people are surprised when they meet the man that created these images.
Are you the artist?
Yeah.
Yes, hi. Eleanor Leon.
How are you?
I love you.
He says Witkin's humor, his faith, and his humanism are all characteristics that are not always apparent in these photos, but they can be seen if the viewer takes the time to examine them closely.
And some people think he should be demonized because he's doing all this awful stuff, and it's anti-Catholic, and it's anti-human, and it's sexist, and it's whatever. But you bring to it what you want to. You see what you want to see.
Viewers can see what they want to see in these images, but Etherton hopes they also see the evolution of a man who with every photograph is taking a step in a new direction.
It is a transition into the new work, because the new work, you know, there's a certain kind of beauty and a lot of the stuff that Joel has thrown into his pictures, there's becoming less stuff in them. They're becoming a central figure and generally a beautiful central figure. So I really see this as one of the a transition piece from the early 2000s work up to the work he's doing right now.
The stench was unbelievable.
Witkin says this portrait of a gallery owner in Milan was taken at a morgue. It was the prelude to another photograph that showed the nude model surrounded by 7 severed heads, a photo that was not selected for this gallery exposition because it was deemed too heavy-handed.
Now, what can I say? I don't know. I can't say what this means, why it's about, how it happened. You have to basically dance with the stranger of yourself. You have to dance with the phenomenon of being in life, and you have to make a choice that may seem crazy. It takes the courage to fail, and it takes the courage to produce something to say, okay, what's next?
What is next for Witkin? At 73 years old, he says he still works every day, and in spite of the ongoing criticism of his work, he says he'll continue to shine a light into the hidden recesses of the human experience.
You know, I believe in myself, and I believe in the challenge, because what my challenge in creating the work is basically to resolve my spiritual self. The physical self, it basically is all those other things, what you eat, what the food you put in your mouth, and your system. But I'm creating food. I always wanted to become a chef, and in a way, I'm creating aesthetic food or spiritual food. And I think that's fine.
Witkin's work is on display as part of the Surface Tension exhibition at Etherton Gallery. You can find more information on azpm.org. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Luis Carrion.
Exactly, you know, and I love the fact that the text is on there, you know, and there's this, like I mentioned, this sense of humor that really comes through in there.